From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more. On today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man, we pick up where we ended on our previous broadcast and present more of the pre-recorded 100th episode of the Hank Unplugged podcast. Hank is talking with K.P. Yohannan, author of Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation. Let's now join Hank Hanegraaff and K.P. Yohannan in their conversation.
When St. Paul said, I suffer all these things for the sake of the elect, this was like a man bleeding for 30 years and his trail, you can see the blood drops, and he did all that for the sake of the elect, for the sake of those who become the members of the Holy Church. That's what he lived for, and that's what Jesus died for. And this conviction not only changed my heart so completely, Hank, I began to spend day and night. By the mercy of God, I learned speed reading, which is a good thing. So I don't know how many thousands of books and materials I would read to understand the early church and the traditions and why they did what they did and all that. So I have come to this conclusion, which people should forgive me if I'm off track from their thinking, a mission, whatever it is, social work, feeding the poor, hospitals, developing a poor community or nations, whatever, if we are called to fulfill the Great Commission, if deep within us we don't have a commitment to see a local church established, we have failed in the Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not mean we should not feed the poor and hungry. I know Hindus. I mean, recently a Hindu man gave 7 million Indian rupees to one of our priests to feed the coronavirus affected poor people and Muslims. So doing good things, Peace Corps people, and America possibly is the greatest nation in the history of mankind. I think people that are so kind and gracious and giving and loving suffering people. And tsunami history shows that very well. 90% of all the finances ever given by any country, 90% came from America. So you don't have to be a Christian or part of the Holy Church to be kind-hearted and giving. It's the nature of God, and Americans are known for that. And I thank God for that. But doing what the Lord Jesus Christ said in the light of eternity, you go and preach the gospel, but that is not the end of it. No, the social work and everything we do, we must do much more than we are doing, but that should be a means to express the love of Christ, as Mother Teresa many, many times said to people when they asked, Mother, why on earth you do this? You are cleaning the wounds of the lepers with your own bare hand. And she responded, I'm doing it for Jesus. This person with leprosy is Jesus. Because of the love of Christ, I do it. And so I'm not saying we should not help the poor and needy. We should much more. But here's the thing. Life on earth is, and as Hank, you said, we both are of the same age. And I said to myself, 25 years, 100 years and now, what does it matter? And I think, honestly, Hank, the greatest tragedy of humanity is people who claim to be Christians don't think life here on earth is not permanent. This coronavirus, I hope, made everyone realize whether you are a billionaire or a beggar, life is very short. Death is part of life. But we are called by the living God, created by Him, to be reconciled to Him and to be with Him forever and ever, where is no time. And being part of the Holy Church is where we understand the mystery of deification, or becoming and learning to have the nature of God, which in life we experience and also after we depart from this life.
And that is music to my ears. In fact, it is the thesis of my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More. It's a whole lot more than being a lawyer, as you put it just a few minutes ago, a lawyer for Christ. You have the opportunity to be a participant in the divine nature.
You know, most people don't understand. You know, Western culture, unfortunately, our theology at large is you know the truth and that will make you spiritual, or you don't do bad things that make you obey God, or you do the right things that means you know God. But, you know, that is not true. Cornelius, in the book of Acts, we find he was doing good things and God acknowledged that. And so we evaluate God and relationship with the good and bad. And you know, the strange thing, you know, Saint Peter was the greatest of all apostles that God picked to build his church on. And here Jesus said, Peter, Satan wanted to destroy you, but I prayed that your faith will not fail. Jesus could have said, I prayed that you will not be tempted and you will not be going through pain and agony and guilt and want to kill yourself like Judas did. But I prayed you will not lose your faith in the loving, gracious God who is not so worried about your failures or your success. And the beauty of knowing God and partaking of his nature is this: hang honestly, where is God? Please show me God. Help me understand him. And Jesus would say, well, if you see me, you see in God. But what are you like? And Jesus is one who says to the woman who was caught in adultery, my daughter, I don't ask you one question. Go in peace and your sins are forgiven. The sick man who was 38 years awfully sick because of his wrong living, Jesus would heal him and would not condemn him. But he said, son, just don't do that anymore. Go in peace. You see, God is love, not just that he loves everyone. He is love. And so the pure Orthodox faith or the fathers, they never went around condemning people and criticizing people and using the media to abuse one another and social media and all these things. But they simply said the wicked man today could be a saint 10 years from now. And love is the greatest of all doctrines. And when we understand that, I think the manifestation of knowing God is humility and nothingness. And, you know, honestly, one of the greatest discoveries of my life by God's mercy is learning about the Jesus prayer. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I have this Orthodox, you know, prayer rope that I pray hundreds and hundreds of times a day, which help me understand how great and awesome this holy God is and who am I? Nothing and nobody, and his mercy is all I have. And when we understand this and communicate this love to the world, whether they are Hindus or Muslims or whatever, finally they understand, you know, God cares and he loves. And that's the reason why I think every community, our missionaries are going, you know. I just heard about a church in the foothills of Himalaya where our missionaries had to walk 7 days to get there from the final bus station. And there's a church with some nearly 100 families that, you know, came to know the Lord and now baptized and chrismated, and they partake the Holy Eucharist. And without the priest, they are telling these believers, they themselves walked up 6 hours to the higher mountain region and began to share the changed life they experienced, and they started a new church in their community. This is spontaneous. This is Acts 1:8. You can't help but tell others what is happening to you. So when you say 12,000 congregations, you know, hang, honestly, that's true. We have, you know, thousands and thousands or more, and we don't talk about it. But there are countries, Hank, we work, we don't declare, we don't talk about it, we don't write about it because of security reasons. But people are coming to know the Lord. But it is very important, evangelism should not become the full stop. Evangelism is 5% of the work, 95% is establishing them in the Holy Church and teaching them. This is what I'm very concerned about. You know, when you say America and Europe, we are post-Christian nations. I weep. I mean, I honestly, I'm not joking about it. My heart hurt. I've been here 40 years and think about the shallowness and lack of understanding of God and all that goes with it. It has to do with, you know, like a bulb which is perfect, but there's no electricity in it. It don't shine. And doctrines and right teachings don't make people godly. And this is possibly one of my greatest concerns for the body of Christ in the West.
Don't go away. We'll be right back and rejoin Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with K.P. Yohanan. The founder of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohanan, has spent his life leading a growing gospel movement in more than a dozen Asian nations. His classic book, Revolution in World Missions, impacted millions of people, showing how one man can change a generation. Never Give Up is a continuation of K.P. Yohanan's journey, the story of a tragically broken man who drew closer to Christ and experienced what it really means to never give up. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.
We've seen good times and hard times, but nothing quite like these times. The consequences of the coronavirus pandemic and massive urban unrest have been nothing short of shocking. In such times, people desperately need hope and courage. God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohanan is one of those people. Through times of trial, we come to know what it truly means to know Christ. Simply put, Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. However, his life and ministry were radically transformed by another three-word phrase, life matters more. Truth matters because Christianity is rooted in history and evidence. Life matters more because it is the experience of union with God. The goal of Christian life is union with God. All attempts to understand Christianity from a solely rational perspective put us in danger of devolving into a transactional rather than transformational relationship with God. Truth Matters, Life Matters More will equip you to move beyond intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing Him in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.
Let's rejoin Hank Hanegraaff and K.P. Yohannan as they continue their conversation.
When I talk to you and I hear your vision and your passion and the reach of gospel for Asia, there's sort of a flip side that I'm thinking about as well, and that is gospel for Asia is a threat. And what I mean by that is that there are colonized nations that were ruled by the British who see converts to Christianity as the means by which Western nations are going to control their countries. And so when they see a mission organization establishing churches, making a difference like you are, for example, in the Indian culture or in Myanmar, they see your organization, the organization that God, by His Spirit, allowed you to found, they see that organization as a threat, and they don't lay down for that threat. They want to eradicate that threat. And so a whole movement was started against you because of what you're doing in terms of reaching people in an age in which internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on, to paraphrase Mark Twain. You've been vilified and you have really paid a price. And I saw that in a book that I've made available to our constituency. In fact, we're promoting it all this month at the Christian Research Institute, a book titled Never Give Up. It's the story, and I love the subtitle, it's the story of a broken man impacting a generation. When I first read this book, and I did an endorsement for the back cover, when I first read this book, I was so moved, so touched. I have gone through some of the same things that you've gone through, maybe on a lesser scale, but gone through those same things. And so when I read this book, I thought my endorsement on the back cover ought to be, God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. And then I say, Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohannan is one of those people. His passion to change a generation is as inspirational as it is instructive. But in this book, K.P., you bare your soul. You talk about what it is like to be a target of the devil and his demons. You went through a process that literally broke you, and you talk very transparently about that and Never Give Up.
Well, Hank, I'm so glad to hear the way you explained this. It's so plain and simple. You know, for a long, long time in my service of the Lord, it's 50 years of serving God now, you know, I thought suffering and persecution was so much physical accusation, abuse, or people beating you up. Because when I was barely 20 years old, I was beaten up, severely stoned for preaching the gospel, just as we read in the book of Acts. But, you know, sad to say, the thousands of clergy, priests, and pastors in America and Europe that are giving up their ministries, resigning, quitting everything, and this is very public. I just talked to one yesterday who was a full-time pastor of an evangelical Protestant church for over 10 years. He resigned, not because of immorality or he did something wrong. He said, I couldn't handle the abuse of people in the congregation. No matter what I said, the accuse and abuse and all that. And people don't understand, this is the price we must pay for the delivery charge of this gospel to the lost world and to the people of God. And read Acts chapter 20. People, forget this, Saint Paul, the one, I think, next to Christ, the greatest human being walked on earth. With all the revelations, he talks about his suffering in 2 Corinthians. So for me, I did not understand fully what it says in Peter, that Jesus suffered for us, leaving this example that we may follow in his footsteps. And as you very well said, you know, many, many years ago, I think about 25, 30 years ago, when George Werwer came from England to visit our U.S. headquarters in Carrollton, Texas, when the meeting was over, he called me aside and said something very personal. He said, KP, I just want you to know, you are set up as number one target of Lucifer and demons to destroy you because you are involved in world evangelism and reaching the lost world. And he said, I'm praying for you. And okay, I heard that. I understood the persecution, different things like that. But Hank, when we began to plant churches and establish the authentic churches, that is where I saw the organized persecution as something I never understood before. You know, people with multiplied millions and billions would give their money to plan a strategy to kill, destroy, shut down mission organizations, especially those who plant churches in some of these Asian countries. India was no exception. And that began 10 years ago. And the sad thing is they used their money and resources to instigate some well-meaning Americans to attack us with allegations and things I never imagined. And you know, I cast out demons and prayed for the sick hundreds of times, and it all was so simple. But all of a sudden, I was faced with such mental pressure, emotional stress, that I just couldn't handle it. And I, you know, talk about in the book that I thought the best way to get out of everything was to kill myself. Honestly, I could not find anything I have done wrong to deserve this kind of massive attack. The social media, the blogger, and all these things. And the problem was our legal systems, people told us we can't respond to anything, just be quiet and don't open your mouth. And so 3-4 years we went through with closed mouth, but suffering intensely. But I must say this, I was learning practically what I've been reading and walking in for 15, 16 years of sharing in the suffering of Christ, as St. Paul talked about in Philippians 3. And and I so desperately wanted to write a book about it, but then I didn't have emotional strength. And I prayed and prayed, and then the Lord gave me an answer after months, said, read 2 Corinthians. And I would read it. I thought he said, read it one time. You know, he said, read it again, again. I do not know how many times I read it until finally the light turned on. St. Paul didn't write 2 Corinthians to defend himself, to fight how right he was, but talking about his deep pain and suffering in serving his master. And that's when I understood, now I can write this book. And I wrote this, the journey I made 4 years, which I think since the book been released, the hundreds of people write back or call and say, you know, they've been going through something like this or similar, and they didn't know how to handle it. And so this is where I think our Western church, I don't say this negatively, our training is you pray, God is great, he'll bless you, heal you, give you millions, and the prosperity gospel preachers and all those things. And, you know, I heard a preacher long ago saying, Abraham was a multi-billionaire and you are the children of Abraham, you should be claiming billions. But these fellows have no clue. Abraham lived in tents. He could have built a mansion, 10 mansions for himself, but he never did it. In Hebrews, it says he lived in tents, saying to himself, I'm a pilgrim and stranger on this earth. And he looked for a city that has foundations and the builder and maker is God. And Jesus died on the cross, not leaving mansions and houses and properties and lands. He just had one pair of clothes he was wearing. And this gospel of prosperity and knowing all the doctrines correctly, believing and having a wonderful life on earth is not the gospel or the living God that we read in the Holy Scriptures, nor communicated to us by the fathers of faith. And I am saying these things not with anger or any kind of hate, but I am desperately, emotionally hurting for Christian leaders and pastors who make their living by peddling doctrines and having moral life, not understanding this is not what God intended for us to be like here on earth.
What you believe, not only about what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians, but what we read in the book of Acts, you believe that that is relevant. In fact, not only relevant, it is the blueprint by which we ought to do missions. And even more than that, it is the blueprint by which we are to live our lives.
Well, we've run out of time for today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Be sure to tune in again next time when we'll continue Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with K.P. Yohannan. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you K.P. Yohannan's book, Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more.
We've seen good times and hard times, but nothing quite like these times. The consequences of the coronavirus pandemic and massive urban unrest have been nothing short of shocking. In such times, people desperately need hope and courage. God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohannan is one of those people. Through times of trial, we come to know what it truly means to know Christ. Simply put, Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation, is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.